welcome to my treehouse. My name's Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. Can you grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me? Watch your step, and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special and what makes us so special to Him. I have a very special story for you all today. You want to know why it's so special? It's because it was written by a kid, just like you. Today, you get to hear one of the stories submitted for the story creation contest. And in the near future, you'll get to hear two more stories written by kids. This story was written by my 6, now 7-year-old friend named Grace. And if you listen to the end, I have another special surprise from Grace just for you. Grace, thank you so very much for using the gifts God has given you to write this story. And thank you for helping me to record it for our friends. Grace chose to play the role of Buddy in her story. So listen for her voice as we go. Grace's story is called Buddy the Skunk. But before we begin, I need to say another huge, huge thank you to all of my friends who entered the story creation contest. If you go back to the beginning of the last podcast episode, the one with Elo's full story, you can hear more about the stories that these amazing writers sent in. Thank you, Grace, Issa, Zane, Emma, Owen, Avalyn, and Josephine. You each did fantastic work. Even though I can't pick them all to make into a podcast story, I'm impressed with each and every one of your stories. You put in lots of effort and did a fantastic job. Also, before we begin, I have a lot of friends to thank for sending me their artwork over the summer. And I have a favor to ask of you. I've enjoyed each and every work of art you've sent, friends. Evie sent me a super cute picture of Cleola and Hugs. Adelie sent me an adorable picture of Callie the cat that she colored. Liam drew a picture of the man in the moon with a whole bunch of his star friends. Carly sent some truly awesome pictures she drew from Marty and Annie's epic game and the best bad day ever. And Rosie and Rahuel drew pictures of my treehouse and me. Thank you so much, Evie, Adelie, Liam, Carly, Rosie, and Rahuel. I love receiving your artwork. If you also want to send me your artwork, I would love to see it too. Or if you'd just like to send me an email or Facebook message to let me know where you're listening from, I'd love to connect with you that way. Oh, and about that favor I need to ask you, I have a question to ask. If you could ask any character from one of our stories any question, who and what would you ask? And if it's a silly question, I'd love that. If you can think of one, ask your parents to get an audio recording of you asking this question and have them send it to me. It might sound something like this. Hugs, what's your favorite color? Or, Annie, what's something silly Marty has done? In our next episode, if all goes well, I'd love to have one of you interview one of our podcast characters. Wouldn't that be so fun? One of our characters would answer your questions. Okay, so let's get on with our story. Get ready for Buddy the Skunk, by Grace from Tasmania, Australia. Let's go. In a jungle, near a river, hiding amongst tall grass, lived a skunk. Not the friendly type of skunk. More of a skunk that if you were even 10 feet away from him, he would spray you with his perfume. And it's not the pretty perfume you put on whenever you go into a wedding or some other special place. No, silly. It was a very stinky and sticky yellow perfume that stuck to you for 3 weeks. Most skunks have 3 warnings before they spray. The first one is when they stamp their feet on the ground. Then they chatter their teeth. Then finally, the worst one, they lift their tail, and if you don't run away, they'll spray you with their not-so-nice perfume. But Buddy was different. Buddy was a grumpy, rude skunk, and he gave no warnings at all. He would turn and spray you straight away if he saw you. So make sure not to go near a river, because there might be skunks hiding around there. Not far from Buddy's home, near the river, lived a giraffe. Her home was up the hill, about 1 minute away. There was a big rock perched out over a cliff. That's where Gigi the giraffe's home was. Gigi was very different from Buddy. She was kind, and if she had any stinky perfume, even though she didn't, she wouldn't spray you. She would say, "Hi," and, "Come into my home. Come have dinner with me." If an animal was sick, she would bring them back to her house to look after them until they got better. One day, there was a new monkey in the forest. Her name was Berry, and her mummy's name was Lulu. Lulu, Berry's mom, gave Berry her name because she loved strawberries, raspberries, and all kinds of berries. They were her favorite. Most monkeys appreciate a fresh banana or two, but not Berry. If her mom tried to feed them to her, she would spit them out and say, "Yuck! I hate bananas!" One day, while Buddy was wandering around in the forest, he spotted Lulu and Berry leaving their tree to go find a few bananas for Lulu. On a branch, there was a big castle of freshly picked berries of every kind. As soon as Lulu and Berry had left, Buddy scampered up their tree and gobbled down all the berries. When he heard Lulu and Berry coming back, he quickly went back to his home. When Lulu and Berry found out, they were upset, but they didn't know who took their berries. So Lulu and Berry went to a berry bush and found some more berries. This time, they kept a close eye on their house. The next day, Lulu and Berry put lots of bananas and berries in their home. They had loads and loads. It was very visible to all the animals in the forest. Most of the animals didn't like berries, except for the animal who had stolen their berries the day before. Now this time it was a test. Lulu and Berry hid behind a bush, watching quietly. Buddy had seen them disappear. He thought they were going to get more berries and bananas, but they weren't. Buddy scampered up the tree, like he did the day before. Lulu and Berry came bolting out of their hiding place and said,
"You're the thief that stole our berries yesterday!"
Can you guess what Buddy did then? Yes, he sprayed them. Yuck! Now Lulu and Berry looked like lemons. Stinky lemons. Not only that, but their tree and berries and bananas were all covered in the stinky lemon-colored spray too. Lulu and Berry were not happy. They didn't like Buddy one little bit. Lulu and Berry went off to find a new tree. And while searching for it, they also found all of the animals and told them about the skunk and all that had happened to them. Soon the whole forest knew how horrible Buddy the skunk was. No one liked him one little bit. Except for Gigi the giraffe. When Gigi found out about the horrible things that Buddy had done, she went and knocked on Buddy's door. The door opened.
"Is your name Buddy?"
Gigi asked kindly.
"Get out of my home or I'll spray you."
Gigi smiled and said,
"I hear you have no friends. Do you want to be my friend?"
"No, I'm a bad grumpy skunk. And no one wants to be bad grumpy skunk's friend."
With that, he sprayed Gigi without any warning. Gigi went down to the creek and had a bath to try and get the smelly odor off of her.
"At least that worked. I'm glad I don't have that stinky smell anymore, but I'm not going to give up that easily. I'll try again tomorrow."
The next day, before she went to Buddy's house, she stopped at Lulu and Berry's house.
"Hey, Gigi, want some berries and bananas? You're welcome to have some."
"Sure, I'll have some, but only if you have enough for you and Berry."
"It's okay if you eat them all. We can just jump down out of the tree and find some more. There's a berry bush just below our tree."
Once Gigi had finished eating her berries and bananas, she set on down to Buddy's house.
"Don't go to Buddy's house, he'll spray you."
"That's okay, I already got sprayed yesterday, and I don't care if I get sprayed again."
As Gigi walked, she had an idea.
"I know, skunks like eating fish eggs and frogs. I'll catch a few frogs and find some fish eggs as a friendship gift."
Once she had caught them, she went to Buddy's house and knocked on the door. Buddy opened the door.
Oh, you're back again, hey? What do you want now?
I want to give you these frog and fish eggs, said Gigi.
Mmm, delicious. I see what you want now. You want to be my friend, do ya?
Gigi smiled. Everyone needs a friend, especially stinky grumpy skunks.
Before I decide if I want to be your friend or not, can I eat those frogs and fish eggs?
Gigi smiled again. Sure. Buddy snatched the food off Gigi and began to gobble it down. Then Buddy slammed the door in Gigi's face. Gigi turned around and went back home. Not long after, it was raining, and Gigi was in her house thinking about Buddy and his silly name. Do you know what Buddy means? Yep. It means a friend. And Buddy was the opposite. He was not friendly at all. It rained and rained that day. Gigi looked out the window and saw a big flood of water washing around Buddy's home. Gigi ran out of her house as fast as she could, galloping down the hill past Lulu and Barry's house. Lulu and Barry jumped onto Gigi's back and said,
Where are you going, Gigi?
I'm going to rescue Buddy. There's a big flood down there in his home by the river. And if I don't get there fast enough, he might even drown in his den. Because there's so much water.
We don't care. He's a bad guy. And besides, he sprayed a stinky odor on you, Barry said.
Well, I'm going anyway. Jesus loves everyone, and so do I. Do you want to be like Jesus? Lulu and Barry thought carefully about Gigi's words. Well, maybe you're right. Jesus does love everyone.
I want to be like Jesus.
Gigi ran as fast as she could with Barry and Lulu on her back. When she got close, she said to Lulu and Barry,
Hold on tight as you can. We're going into the water, and I don't want you to fall off.
The water was swirling around Buddy's house. As the water got deeper and faster, logs and rocks scraped her. Gigi didn't care. Gigi yelled into Buddy's cave,
Buddy, are you in there? I'm here to save you from the flood.
Buddy came out.
Please save me!
That's why I'm here, to save you.
Gigi lifted him up onto her back and took him back home, to her home, on the rock. Shivering and wet, Buddy sat on a chair with blankets around him near Gigi's fireplace.
I can't believe you saved a stinky, naughty, smelly skunk who's done nothing but be unkind to you.
Do you want to move into my house, away from the flood?
Yes, but before I do, can I ask you one thing?
Sure. What do you want to ask me?
I'm sorry for spraying you and slamming the door in your face. Will you forgive me?
Of course I will, said Gigi. And you can even share a bed with me if you want. Or you can have my spare bed. Buddy smiled.
Thank you, Gigi. You are a great friend.
Friends, wow! Can you believe Gigi was willing to get hurt and even risk her own life to save Buddy the skunk? He was a stinker to her, literally. But somehow, some way, her love was bigger than how she felt and how she was treated. Oh, hey, look! A giraffe is headed this way now. It's pretty far away. Let me grab my binoculars and see if I can tell who it is.
Well, hello there.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Miss Adventure. I didn't mean to scare you.
Stilts, how are you? I thought you were really far away just a second ago. How'd you get here so fast?
Oh, I've been here a few minutes. I think you saw Gigi out there. She asked me if I would join her at your treehouse today since you were sharing Gracie's story about her. We were racing, and I won.
That's perfect. I'm so glad you're here. And you too, Gigi. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I brought my friend Buddy, too. I couldn't leave him out here on his own, so I let Stilts beat me in the race.
Gigi, you're the nicest friend. Has anyone ever told you that?
You are very kind, Gigi. And your kindness reminds me of Jesus.
Thanks, Stilts, and thank you, Miss Adventure. That's the nicest thing you could say to me. I want to let Jesus shine through me. It's wonderful when someone else sees him. Buddy, you want to climb on my head and meet Miss Adventure?
Sure. Hi, Miss Adventure. Nice to meet you. And thank you, Gigi. I don't deserve a good friend like you.
You're right, Buddy. You didn't do anything to deserve Gigi's kindness and love, did you?
Actually, I did the opposite. She could have stepped on me or left me in my cave the day of the flood. That's what I deserved, but she didn't. Instead, she chose to be kind when I wasn't. Even risked her life to save me and call me her friend.
Which is exactly why she reminds me of Jesus. In the book of Romans, Paul explains Jesus' love like this. At just the right time, Christ died for the ungodly people. He died for us when we had no power of our own. It's unusual for anyone to die for a godly person. Maybe someone would be willing to die for a good person, but here is how God has shown his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Isn't that the truth? Jesus loves us no matter what.
He sure does. Enough to save us when we're not lovable, just like Gigi did for Buddy. But that doesn't mean that God loves when we do bad things, does it?
I've never thought about that. I guess he doesn't love sin, so yeah, he doesn't love when we do bad things.
He loves us before we've done anything good to deserve his love, though. And then you know what he does?
The hokey pokey?
No, silly. He gives us the opportunity to turn away from those bad things, from our dirty hearts, and turn to him. Because he's better than all those other things we think we need, like being mean to others so we feel better about ourselves.
That's what Gigi did for Buddy. She saved him when he asked for her help. And then something changed inside of Buddy for him to ask for forgiveness and be different, filled with love.
That's something only God can do. I was just like Buddy, toward Jesus. And he chose to save me despite, no, because of my sinful heart. He knew there was no other way he could be friends with me than for him to pay the cost of my sin. And that cost was death. He knew I could never be good enough. And even when I was unlovable, Jesus loved me. He loved me so much that he changed me so that he could be my leader instead of my sinful heart that makes bad, selfish choices. I don't always love like he does, but I want to. I want to because he's given me so much, and I want others to know him the way I do. He's forgiven me too, and I'm so grateful. Me too, Gigi. Jesus is the only one who's perfect. And aren't you glad that the punishment he took for our sin covers over the times that we aren't? You know I am. He's so good. Thank you, Jesus, for being punished for our sins so that we can be your friend. And thank you, Grace, for letting God write this beautiful story through you. And thank you for all the hard work you put in getting it ready for our listeners. And kids, I told you if you made it to the end of our story today that we have an extra special surprise for you. Did you know that since Gracie wrote this story, she's written others and started her very own podcast? She has, and I have a feeling if you check it out, you'll love it too. Gracie writes and tells stories that help us to understand Jesus more. And they're so fun and often funny too. Search in your podcast app for Gracie's Garden Podcast and hear more of her wonderful stories. Learn more about Jesus and support a kid just like yourself who God is doing some great things through. So go check it out. Again, it's called Gracie's Garden. I'll see you next time, friends. Love you. Bye-bye.